Lisa and Pete here. It's the Wednesday edition of The Catch-Up.
Winter is coming. No, it really is. By the time you hear this, it'll be here. So we spoke to Mark Paul from the Bureau of Meteorology to find out what kind of season Perth is in for.
We're on the case to try to give Perth an early knock-off this Friday before the WA Day long weekend because it's International Finish Work Early Day. And we spoke with legal expert Murray Thornhill about how to make that happen.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
Mark Paul from the Bureau of Meteorology joins us because winter is upon us, Lise.
Winter is, yes, a couple of weeks away, but we like to call it tomorrow. Am I right, Mark Paul from the Bureau of Meteorology? Hello.
Yes, hello. Yes, winter is coming. There's no doubt about that.
And technically it does sort of come in the middle of the month, doesn't it? But we like to sort of streamline and call it on the first.
For Perth itself, we're expecting mean daily maximum temperatures through the winter period of around about 18.9, and the min hovers around about 8.3 for the winter period.
Right. Well, it certainly does seem pretty warm still, although the temperature drops as soon as it gets dark.
Yeah.
But at the moment, amazing weather. What kind of conditions roughly can we expect in general this winter?
Yeah, in general this winter we're expecting it to be slightly warmer than average and probably slightly drier, and that's the climate outlook. As I said, the mean temperature for the max is around about 18.9 for winter, the min's around about 8.3. On average we see around about 474.2 millimetres of rainfall.
This weekend is WA Day. It's a long weekend. A lot of people getting themselves ready to either go away or get out there and get amongst it and enjoy themselves. What sort of weekend are we looking for weather-wise here, mate?
It's not too bad. Saturday we've got a cold front coming through, so we're expecting some showers and a max down around about 22 degrees. Sunday should be partly cloudy but fine in 22. And then Monday, the best day of lot, sunny and 22.
Ooh. Oh, amazing. Well, we get some cold days, Mark. I've got a lovely new winter coat.
Yeah, we'll definitely get some cold days. The extremes we can get, the lowest temperature for the winter period is at minus 0.7 degrees as a minimum. And the lowest maximum that we've seen in Perth is an 8.8. So it can get pretty cool in winter for Perth.
Excellent.
Mark, as a Bureau of Meteorology person, as a man who knows all things weather.
As a meteorologist,
thank you, Lise. How many times do you think since Game of Thrones has been around you've heard the term winter is coming?
I don't know. I've used it a fair bit myself. So.
Yeah, but you're allowed.
Fair enough.
Thank you, mate.
No worries.
Thank you, Jon Snow. I mean, Mark Paul.
No problem. Catch
See you, Mark.
See ya.
Bye. There we go. Mark Paul from The Wall. This Friday is an auspicious day that we're looking at with absolute glee. It's the International Leave the Office Early Day, Lise.
I love that.
It is so good, especially, you know, coming into a Friday, which is going into a long weekend as well.
It'd be a bit wasted on a Monday. But,
exactly.
You know, a great idea.
For more on this and whether or not we can take this further, in fact, we need to discuss the legalities of such a thing. We've gone to the director of HHG Legal Group, Murray Thornhill. Thanks for your time, mate.
No problem, Lisa.
Hello, Murray. I guess the legalities are if your boss lets you, you can. If your boss doesn't let you, you can't. Just because it's been declared international leave the office early day doesn't mean it is. It's not like when Bob Hawke said if anyone is sacked, their workers tomorrow, you know, for not coming in is a bum. But
no.
It sounds like a great idea, really.
Well, look, if I put my employer hat on for a moment, I think, yeah, it's a great idea, but I'm also thinking let's have start work earlier day the day before.
You know, but talking of Bob Hawke, the bit that never gets played of that moment that he said that was directly, immediately after he said, but of course we're Australians, we'll get all our work done before we knock off early.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yes,
which is
yes.
The idea as well. It doesn't mean just sort of stop working for part of the day. It means get yourself organised, have something to look forward to. And just
Absolutely.
Something a bit different.
Very much so. That's the idea, is to incentivise finishing your tasks earlier if you can. But and look, great idea. I think that's fantastic. And a lot of employers already do that. You should be encouraged to do that. Legally, I don't know how you go about coordinating hundreds of industry bodies, all the unions, climate ministers. I'm just thinking that would be a headache of monumental proportions. But the existing laws actually allow for some really good flexibility. So... in a lot of industries. Not every industry, but a lot of industries.
Well, some can't. I mean, they just don't lend themselves to it. But, you know, it sounds like a bit of fun, but on a serious note, it must be good for productivity to mix things up a bit for staff.
Absolutely. Across the board, I mean, people need incentives. We all need incentives, whether we're the boss, whether we're the employee. Look, the thinking behind this, I think, is pretty sound.
Now, Murray, I mean, the thinking behind this, just for a bit of history, the invention came from a woman by the name of Laura Stack in the US, and she's a specialist in employee productivity, amongst some other things. Now, tomorrow on the show, we've got the Premier, Mark McGowan, and we're going to talk to him about this.
Mm-hmm.
And we did mention, you did mention legislation, you know. What would we have to do to sort of start the process of, let's make this an actual thing, a leave work early day this coming Friday?
We can't even get same-sex marriage through. I mean, you think we're going to legislate for an international day?
I think, like all legislative changes, they start with lobbying and they start with talking to people who can affect change. So there are an enormous number of industries which are very dependent on tightly managed workflow processes and people being where they're supposed to be for set times.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those people have to be consulted. That process alone, I can just see that taking a very long time.
Okay, all right. Well, it's given us somewhere to start,
yeah.
At the very least.
Yeah.
I don't know. You say we should get started. Monday's a public holiday. It's a good time for us to get started.
Mm-hmm.
But, mm-hmm.
So we'll have a look deeper into it. Thank you, Murray.
Thank you no very problem. Much.
Murray My Thornhill pleasure. There, the director of HHG Legal Group. Thank you so much, mate. Appreciate your time.
No problem. Cheers.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.